Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a massive class action lawsuit on behalf of members of all branches of the military, federal employees, and federal civil contractors. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is a really, really huge lawsuit. I mean, we have been leading the way on these shot mandates. You know, there's a couple of other organizations that have kind of jumped in the boxing ring now, but we've been leading the way. And our plaintiffs in this lawsuit are stellar. I mean, like you said, we have members of all branches of the military, two Navy SEALs, a Navy EOD officer.
That's a demolition. This guy dives underwater
to
dismantle explosive devices.
That's amazing. A Navy senior chief petty officer, a Navy chaplain, two Marine lieutenant colonels, two Marine lance corporals, an Air Force major, an Air Force technical sergeant, an Army National Guardsman, an Army colonel, and a Coast Guard lieutenant. These are still, and if you read their bios, I mean, many of these have served in multiple deployments, have received multiple awards, have served for many years defending our freedom, and now they are being bullied by the federal government.
Yeah, and we also represent federal employees that also have the mandate from Biden on September 9, and federal civil contractors. You think about those civil contractors. They produce lots and lots of things for the government, security, cybersecurity. But regarding those that work for the Department of Defense, the military, they produce everything from the shoestrings on their shoes to the most advanced weapon like the F-35 stealth fighter jet.
And, you know, a lot of people have been asking us, oh, can I be a part of this? But the thing is, this covers all of the military. This covers all federal employees as well as all civilian contractors. They're all part of this lawsuit.
That's right. And our injunction is against Joseph R. Biden, the Secretary of Defense, and the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
Now, the amazing thing, Holly, is that we have 24 plaintiffs between our military, federal employers, and federal civilian contractors, representing all different kinds of spectrums. And we've got three defendants. But the short name of this lawsuit is Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden.
It sounds like a movie title. I think maybe that's going to be
and
coming
it's so
soon.
Appropriate.
Yeah.
A Navy SEAL versus Joe Biden.
Right. But, you know, listen to this. In one of our plaintiffs, a Navy chaplain, and he gave us a sworn statement, and this will just rock your socks off. He says, "I personally observed, and the sailors told me in the course of counseling about tremendous amounts of coercion, bullying, censorship, and intimidation being brought forth by the command to bear against the personnel who expressed objections of any kind to the COVID shot mandates, including religious objections. And clearly," he added, "the military has lost more lives to the increase in suicide from 20 to 21 than to all of COVID in 2 years. But suicide has not been a focus."
Yeah, suicide, they lost 1,012 men and women in the armed services. Regarding COVID, in the last 2 years, they lost 52 people.
And these people are defending our freedom. They're defending America. They love America. They're serving their country. And now they're being bullied, saying they have to inject an experimental substance in their bodies?
Well, not only have they not put any attention on this suicide increase, because the percentages are 20 to 25% increase of suicide during COVID. Over 1,000 people committed suicide.
I mean,
these
already
are active men and women.
Yeah, there's already There's already great pressure on them to serve in the military as it is.
Yeah, and so this chaplain and many other chaplains from other branches of the military say the same thing.
Right.
That what they're seeing against these service members is abuse, intimidation, and pressure that they've never seen before. And the options are get the shot and violate your sincerely held religious beliefs, sin against God. Mm-hmm. Or not get the shot, you know, ask for a religious exemption, and then be subject to dishonorable discharge.
Right, because we've taught, when we said it over and over again, all three of these shots are associated in one way or another with aborted fetal cells, and many of these military members do not want that in their bodies.
They don't. In fact, we'll tell you a story about one of them, but that's really what is happening. Mm-hmm. They're saying, you have no religious exemptions, period. Get the shots, or it doesn't matter how long you serve, whether you're at the top of your rank, whether you've been highly decorated, whether you've actually been shot at and shot, you know, into your body with shrapnel or bullets,
right,
and you survived and you're still there fighting for our country. It doesn't matter what you've done. If you don't inject your body with these medications, these drugs, all of which used aborted fetal cell in their testing or development, you will be dishonorably discharged. Everything you work for is gone. And that will be a badge of dishonor that will follow you the rest of your life.
And you know what's ridiculous to me, Matt, is that the federal government is violating federal law.
Yeah. And, with regards to this shot, the chaplains, just to close that loop, mm-hmm, they say that this pressure is going to increase,
right,
the rate of suicides.
That's horrible.
And to your point, count one in our complaint, it's a very fascinating complaint. If you read it, go to lc.org. I encourage you to do it. It's very long.
I think it's one of the best we've actually had.
It is superb. Yes. It's like a gold standard.
Yes.
It really sets the tone and the example for other cases in this kind of litigation.
Right.
But count one is on the Emergency Use Authorization Act.
Okay.
And that says there's no authorized COVID shot available in the country. Everyone is under emergency use authorization, which means individuals have the option to accept or refuse the shots. End of story, period.
But of course, the media tried to fool people and do a bait and switch and say, well, we do, Pfizer has a FDA approved, the Comirnaty. They tried to do that. But the thing is, that's not true. The Comirnaty has not even been produced in the United States. It's not even available. So
right,
that's a lie.
So here's the thing. Originally, you had Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. With Pfizer, it partnered with a German company called BioNTech to produce the original Pfizer injection. So sometimes you often refer to it as Pfizer or Pfizer / BioNTech. But what was approved is not Pfizer. Mm-hmm. What was approved is the German company, BioNTech's, and they indicated that their name for it was Comirnaty. It has the initials mRNA inside of it, and that's why they named it that.
And
very strange name, but
yeah,
they named it to have a symbol, what was in this medication. That's what is FDA approved.
Right.
BioNTech's Comirnaty, not Pfizer. And in fact, the FDA letters say that there is no, and I repeat, no, BioNTech Comirnaty available to the population anywhere.
I believe they actually just approved the license for that drug. The actual product, which has not been produced, is actually even approved yet itself.
Well, what's happened, the BioNTech Comirnaty is approved, but it hasn't been produced.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it hasn't been produced is not because they haven't stopped the production lines and just switched the labels to Comirnaty. They can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through some additional processes with the FDA before they can even begin production. So I don't know when it'll be available, but it's not available now, which means that every shot available is under EUA, meaning you have the option to accept or refuse. And even when there comes a time when BioNTech's Comirnaty does become available in the United States, that one would not be under EUA.
Right.
But Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson still are.
Right.
And yet what is happening is they're trying to force all of them on people as though this federal law doesn't exist.
Absolutely. So it's been a lie, and people need to know the truth. The media is saying one thing, but you really need to do your homework. Look at our press releases. Look at our, and read the truth about this drug. We have it up there on our website. So it's really important to know the truth.
We have several press releases. You can find them at lc.org and go to the archive and then search for FDA. You can do that on the search engine or just go to the archive and scroll down.
And we have a specific page, lc.org/mandate, which has our three lawsuits on it, as well as the other demand letters that we've sent and other media that we've been doing regarding these shot mandates.
So go to lc.org, and there you can find and read this massive lawsuit, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.